Chapter 25. Ryu made one last thrust with the dragon sword, downward, into the ground. It held fast. He dragged himself forward, digging his hands into the gash the sword had made. Holding himself steady with that hand, he used the other hand to remove the sword and plunge it farther away. Thrust by thrust, Ryu made his way to the edge of the chamber, where the wall had blown in. The farther he got, the weaker the demon's pull. By the time he reached the hallway, he could stand up. He sheathed the dragon sword and ran back to his father. Ken Hayabusa lay in a heap just inside the door. "Dad!" Ryu cried out. "I got it! I got the demon!" Dr. Hayabusa's eyes fluttered open. "I know, my son. Nothing else could have created that noise around us." He gave a weak smile. I'm proud of you." Ryu knelt down and began to hook his arms underneath his father. "Come on, we have to go." "No," came Dr. Hayabusa's sharp retort. "If you try to save me, we'll both die. When the demon goes, it will take the temple with it, and it won't take long. Go now, Ryu. Save yourself." "We can do it, Dad," Ryu protested. "I won't." "Look out!" Dr. Hayabusa shouted. Ryu looked up. An enormous wooden beam had fallen from the ceiling. He jumped out of the way, pulling his father with him. "Ryu, if you wait another second, it'll be too late. Go." Ryu hesitated. His father was right, but he couldn't obey him. He could never leave him to die like this. It would be far better for the two of them to die together, united at last. "Think of your mother, Ryu," Dr. Hayabusa insisted, as if he was reading his son's mind. "If she loses both of us, then the family is ended. She will be alone." A boulder crashed down to the ground inches from Ryu. The force knocked him down. "Go," the father repeated. "I will not rest easy unless my son and my wife are alive." Ryu made his decision. He got to his feet. I will always think of you, Dad," he said. His face was streaked with tears. Then he turned on his heels and ran out. The black stone path was blocked. He headed in the other direction and found a narrow corridor. There were rooms to either side. Some of their doors were open, and Ryu could see test tubes, massive computers, and vats of malted liquid, all bubbling or short-circuiting, all on the verge of destruction. What sinister experiments was the Jikaio conducting here? Perhaps the world would never know. He sprinted down the corridor, unable to shake the thought of his father, writhing in the other room. Each step he wanted to turn back, but he knew the greatest honor he could give his dad was to obey his dying wish. "Help!" A voice made Ryu stop. It was coming from behind a closed door at the end of the corridor. As he passed it, Ryu flung it open. There, sitting tied to a chair, was the red-headed CIA agent. A robot guard was jittering uncontrollably nearby, crashing into a table of electronic equipment. Ryu rushed in and untied her. At least there was one life he could save. "Come on," he commanded. Together, they raced through the temple. There was no easy route. Whatever corridor was unblocked, they took. All around them, the temple was falling apart. They were running blindly now. For all they knew, they might have been going in circles. As Ryu's legs pounded the ground, one thought repeated itself in his head. The world was safe again. In seconds, he'd be dead, but the world was safe.